It's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. We made it through the weekend. Our forecast from the Weather Center calls for a slight chance of snow later today. Partly sunny, a high of near 33. Chance of snow, then maybe sleet after that, and then a slight chance of freezing rain. Low's about 28. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high near 43. Now, tomorrow night, rain and snow should develop by 10 p.m., according to the National Weather Service. And then rain, snow, and sleet likely after 4 o'clock in the morning. Temperature around 32 on Wednesday. Rain and sleet. Then a chance of rain between 7 o'clock and 1, a high near 40. That's a little convoluted. We'll get the details on that forecast in just a few minutes from our weather center. Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation has awarded 19 nonprofit grants totaling over $147,000. Among the recent awards locally, $15,000 to Beardsley Memorial Library in Winsted. Local awards also included $5,000 to the AHA After School Program in North Canaan, the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation, $25,000 to the Canaan Child Care Center to support a playground structure for the Child Care Center, $3,000 to Chore Services towards free service health screenings for chore workers and clients, $5,000 to Fishes and Lowe's Food Pantry towards general operating expenses, plus $2,500 from the Northwest Corner Fund for the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation, $10,000 to Greenwood Counseling and Referrals towards the addition of a staff psychiatrist for 10 hours per week, $3,000 to Helping Hands Chore Service award the purchase of PPE and client transportation, $3,250 to the HVA for wages, and 4 seasonal multilingual river information and outreach interns in 2022, and $10,000 to the Little Guild of St. Francis towards the purchase of equipment for facility maintenance, enhanced cleaning, and sanitation. The American Mural Project is a recipient of a $30,000 Connecticut Cultural Fund operating support grant from the Connecticut Humanities, the statewide nonprofit affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities. It's one of 57 organizations in Litchfield County to have received a grant and the only organization in Winchester. The grant is pivotal in helping AMP open with regular hours in 2022, which is a significant step in enabling AMP to fulfill its mission, invest in sustainability, and expand its role in the community. The question in the Poughkeepsie Journal, how can New York fix EMT shortages worsened by COVID that threaten emergency response times? In New York, the shortage of emergency medical technicians has strained volunteer and professional ambulance corps for years with long hours and low pay. Quote, the pandemic broke the camel's back, end quote, according to Rockland Paramedic Service Chief Information Officer Tim Egan. Across paid and volunteer agencies, COVID emotional, physical, and health strains drain the EMT pool. Quote, I don't think there's a single person in our organization that hasn't been touched by COVID. End quote. Now, the job pays close to minimum wages in many places. A recent job listing in Ticonderoga offered $20 an hour for a person with state EMT critical care or pandemic certification. A job in Yonkers listed a similar wage. Starting salary for a fire department EMT is $35,254. A $20,000 gift from state comes early to the town of Otis in Massachusetts. For 5 years, the State Department of Transportation has been handing out money to cities and towns to make travel safer and easier for people, regardless of how they get around. Well, a few days before Christmas, the money arrived in Otis. The town landed an award of over $200,000 that it will use to install sidewalks as well as benches, picnic tables, and bicycle racks. The money comes through the Department of Transportation's Complete Streets program, which has provided over $69 million to 240 communities since its launch in 2016. Some announcements for this week in our area. In Sheffield, the town hall is closed today from 9 to 4, and the town hall in Sheffield will be closed on Friday from 9 to 4. In Salisbury, coming up tomorrow at 9 a.m., the Planning and Zoning Commission has a special meeting. On Friday, December 31st, town hall offices will be closed, and on Saturday, January 1st, the transfer station will be closed. In Kent, the Park and Recreation Director Search Committee will be meeting on today. In Kent, the Park and Recreation Director Search Committee meets at 6 p.m. tomorrow, and the Park and Rec has a special meeting after that at 6:30. In Sharon, the town hall will be closed December 31st all day. Village of Millerton, Friday, December 31st, the town hall will be closed all day. The office will reopen on Monday, January 3rd at 9 a.m. In Artixippin, Marcia Altamus and Roger McKee works in pastel, pencil, and assemblies January 14th through March 11th at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. More information at huntlibrary.org. Christmas trees will be removed by Boy Scout Troop 22. Sharon, Lakeville, Salisbury, Canaan, Falls Village, and Norfolk, let them recycle your tree. It's just $10 per tree. To sign up, go to tinyurl.com/troop22 or call 203-217-9917. Saturday, January 15th will be the pickup date. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. Their regular menu also features a terrific tapas menu and daily specials. You can find them on the web, interlakeninn.com. They're also on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off this week at 35,950.56, the NASDAQ at 15,653.37, and the S&P 500 at 4725.79. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.